Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As this is the first time Parliamentarians for Nuclear Non-Proliferation and Disarmament, a PNND, takes the floor in the May session of the Open-Ended Working Group, we take this opportunity to commend you on facilitating very important and very fruitful discussions. PND would like to remind delegates that the parliaments of virtually all of the countries represented here, as well as those of 8 of the 9 nuclear armed states, agreed at the Interparliamentary Union Assembly in 2014 to, and I quote, work with their governments on eliminating the role of nuclear weapons in security doctrines, and to urge their governments to start negotiations on a nuclear weapons convention or package of agreements to achieve a nuclear weapon-free world, end quote. Regarding the first point, the role of nuclear weapons in security doctrines, NGO Working Paper 15, submitted by PACS, offers some very useful proposals on what nuclear umbrella states can do. NGO Working Paper 7, submitted by the Basel Peace Office, along with various interventions by Unfold Zero, other non-governmental interveners, Sweden and other governments, have given broad ideas and framework for eliminating the role of nuclear weapons by elevating common security approaches and mechanisms to address the very real security issues of the 21st century. Those governments relying on nuclear weapons have a legal obligation to eliminate the role of nuclear weapons, and they should announce concrete plans on how and when they will do this. Parliamentarians are ready to work with you to accomplish this, and the Open-Ended Working Group should include this in its August report. Regarding the second point, multilateral negotiations, there have been a number of proposals of which approach to take, whether that be a ban treaty, building blocks approach, or termed progressive approach, nuclear weapons convention, or hybrid. The most important aspect is to start the negotiations with the aim of maximum inclusivity. The most likely flexible approach for simultaneous work, allowing for simultaneous work on different measures, that including bilateral, plurilateral and multilateral, will be needed. A framework agreement might be the best option for such a flexible approach, to enable stronger prohibition measures early in the process, while still engaging those states not able to adopt such measures at the outset. The United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change is an example of such a framework agreement. It includes all relevant countries and it makes significant progress despite initial reluctance by the largest carbon emitters. The UN Framework Convention on Climate Change also demonstrated flexibility for some countries to take stronger measures earlier in the process, therefore putting pressure on others to move faster than they would otherwise have done so. We note the valuable ideas for a framework agreement in NGO Working Papers 7, 12 and 20 submitted by the Basel Peace Office, the International Association of Lawyers Against Nuclear Arms and the Middle Powers Initiative. One key point is to stress that negotiations on a framework agreement should be open to all but blockable by none. In order to ensure the success of negotiations for any or all of the elements outlined in the Chair's synthesis paper and further explored in this May session, political will needs to be elevated. In light of the success of the nuclear security summits to build cooperation on nuclear security issues, PNND leaders have called for a series of summits to build similar high-level commitment, public attention and cooperation on nuclear disarmament. We welcome the proposals for such summits in NGO Working Papers 21 and 23, submitted by the Middle Powers Initiative and the Arms Control Association. We also note suggestions that the UN High-Level Conference on Nuclear Disarmament in 2018 could be elevated to summit level. We hope that these proposals are reflected in the Open-Ended Working Group final report. Mr Chair, we note that significant progress has been made in the May session of the open-ended working group, but there still appears some distance to go to build agreement in August. We remain ready to support you in your intersessional consultations and also to participate in the August session. Thank you very much.